Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on Daf Pei Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. We had learned in the previous shir a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe Lezer. In a case where some regular water got mixed into the Mechatos, what should be done? The Chachamim were of the opinion that that water must be spilled out. And as the Gemara explained the basis for the Chachamim's opinion, because the Chachamim hold that the water, the Mechatis water and the regular water, mingle, and therefore, when we sprinkle it, we have to be concerned that we're sprinkling sprinkling not the right amount of Mechatis. And furthermore, as the Gemara explained, the Chachamim of the opinion, you have to do it all in one Hazah, two Hazahs combining, would not be acceptable. The Rebbe Lezer disagreed. And the Gemara gave 3 ways of understanding the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. First, the Gemara gave the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, of Shlokish. The Rebbe Lezer agrees that there is adequate, but Rebbe Lezer said you should sprinkle twice. And the Gemara gave 3 explanations to how to understand Rebbe Lezer. Reish Lakish's opinion, Reish Lakish holds that there is proper blending. However, Rebbe Lezer holds that Hazar requires a minimum amount, and that's why we're speaking about that there was a 1-to-1 ratio, or as we explained, it could be even more than 1-to-1, but certainly if there's a 1-to-1 ratio and you sprinkle twice, you know for sure that you will have sprinkled enough mei chatos. Rava's opinion is that really that there's proper blending. And furthermore, once there's proper blending, there is no minimal amount of shear. And therefore, the first sprinkling, the first hazor is adequate. Rav explained it was just a knas. And Rav Ashi said that Rav Lezer's opinion is that actually there is no blending in halacha, and that's why he says you should sprinkle it twice. By sprinkling it twice, we're certain that some chattis water was sprinkled. The Gemara, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, attempted, and it actually did, disprove Rav Shlokish's understanding of Rebbe Lezer based on the way Rebbe explains what Rebbe Lezer holds. Now the Gemara is in the midst of trying to refute Rav Ashi's understanding of Rav Shlokish. And again, as we just said a moment ago, the basis of Rav Ashi's understanding of Rebbe Lezer is that Rebbe Lezer holds Ein Bila, that when these two liquids mix, they don't properly mingle. Ask the Gemara, Toshma, the Braisa says, we're speaking about a similar case to what we learned in our Mishnah, where we learned in our Mishnah where the blood of different Kabbalists mixed together. And the Braisa says, Nosin L'mal V'loy Nimlach, that the blood of a carbon oil and a carbon chatos got mixed together, and the kohen, without consulting, nasa lamata, put blood on the bottom of the mizbeach without consulting. Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion, yachs v'yitin lamala. We assume that blood that was put on the bottom was there to fulfill the obligation of the carbon oil. And then they should put blood on top to be fulfill the obligation of the carbon chatas. And the Braisa says that the blood on the bottom half will be considered valid. Now, let's understand, asked the Gemara. If Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion that there is no blending, why are either of these rikas considered valid, asked the Gemara? Why should we not be concerned that the blood that was put on the bottom is actually the chatas blood, and the blood that was put on top is actually the oila blood, if Rebbe Lezer holds that they don't properly mingle? So how could the Braisa say ololoi? Answers the Gemara, similar to a teretz that we said at the end of the previous year, hocha nami beruba el yoinim. Most of the blood here is chatas blood. The kayav lamal is shia tachtoinim v'oid. That means, just let's to put it into numbers. Let's say you have here that there was a mixture of 1 ounce of oil of blood, and the rest of the blood that was here was chatas blood. By putting here, by now putting on the top of the mizbeach more than 1 ounce of blood, we're certain that there was enough, there was some oil of blood put on the upper half of the mizbeach. Because we only have 1 ounce of chatas blood. So we put more than 1 ounce on top, we only have 1 ounce of oil of blood. And we put more than 1 ounce, we're certain that we got some chatas blood on the top. And since we got some chatas blood on the top, we will have been mekayim what we are supposed to. And as the mefarshim go on to explain, it's maybe you don't have enough chatas blood for all four corners. It doesn't make a difference, they explain. Because we know that al pidin, even if you just did one matana, it is adequate. Ask the Gemara, but according to the way we're explaining now, you've only been mekayim the blood, the carbon chatas, not the carbon oila. Ask the Gemara for tachtonim oila ktoni. The Brisa seems to say that not only have you been mekayim the mitzvah of carbon chatas, you've also been mekayim the mitzvah of carbon oila. But according to the way we're explaining, you've only been mekayim mitzvah carbon chatas, not mitzvah carbon oila. Answers the Gemara, when it says that you will mekayim the tachtonim, not to fulfill the mitzvah's carbon oila. Carbon oila you weren't mekayim, for we need to be concerned that all of the oila blood was put on the upper half. And if all of the oila blood was put on the upper half, you have no remaining blood to put on the bottom. Here, and therefore, what does it mean? L'shem shrayim. What you mean when you put it on the bottom, you will mekayim the mitzvah shvicha shrayim, the mitzvah that the remainder of the chatas blood should be put on the bottom, should be put towards the yisoid, and that for certain in this case you will mekayim. Toshma. So the Gemara continues challenging Rav Ashi's explanation based on what Rav Ashi says regarding Rav Elezer from this braisa. Here the braisa says nosl ma'al v'loy nimor. If they put blood on top without the kohen consulting. And as the Rishonim explain, we learned in the Mishnah, we're learning in the Braisa, that the Chachamim, unlike Rabbi Lezer, do not hold that you could put extraneous blood in a place that it does not belong, and that it should be yoitz the mitzvah, you should be yoitz the mitzvah of Zrika, and assume that the extraneous blood should be water. And that's why, in all of the cases of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Yishofeich l'oma. They should be poured out to the canal. Even in a case, explain, where Nosan l'mata, where you first put it on the bottom without consulting, the Rabbanan say, don't put the remainder on top, pour the remainder to the oma. Here we're having referring to a situation where the blood was put on the top first, some this intermingled blood, the blood of the carbon oil and the carbon chatas, some of it was put on the four corners on top, the loy nimlach without consultation. Says the Braisa, Eilu ve'eilu moidim, even the Rabbanon will agree, shiachs ve'yite lamata, the remainder should be put on the bottom, ve'eilu 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 loy. Now, you will have been the kind of mitzvah carbon chatas, because you put blood on the top, and you have your words mitzvah oil because you put blood on the bottom. And as the Rishonim explained, why were Yaitza? Because the blood on top will be the blood of the Kamchatos, and the blood on the bottom that's left over will be the Zrik of the Karban Oila and the Shvicha Shrayim of the Kamchatos. But now ask the Gemara if Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion that Ein Bila, that there is no proper mixture, why should we not be concerned that the Chatos blood was put on the bottom and the oil of blood was put on top, and nothing will therefore have worked? Answers the Gemara, Hachinami, here too we're referring to a situation, Berubay El Yoinim, that you have, let's say, 1 ounce of Chatas blood, and the rest is all oil of blood. The Koyav Lamal is Shia Tachtan of Oid, so if you're careful to put more than 1 ounce on the top, you only have 1 ounce of oil of blood, you're safe. Ask the Gemara, so if according to that explanation, you've only been yoytze mitzvahs chatos. You haven't been yoytze mitzvahs oila. But ask the Gemara, let's learn the words of the Braisa. Va'elu va'elu oyla k'tani. Doesn't the Braisa say that you were yoytza both mitzvahs chatas and mitzvahs oyla? But the way we're explaining, you were only yoytza mitzvahs chatas, not mitzvahs oyla. Answers the Gemara interestingly. Mik'tani elu va'elu moidim. Does the Braisa say that everybody agrees that you were yoytza mitzvahs chatas and mitzvahs oyla? Elu va'elu oyla k'tani. Says the Gemara. The fact that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan agree to each other, they're only in agreement as far as the carbon chatos is concerned. As far as the carbon oil is concerned, they will actually not be in agreement. Sefer, also Rabbanan dan Rebbe Shpila. The end of this price that says that you yoitz both mitzvahs chatos and mitzvahs oil is only going to Rabbanan, who we explained at the beginning in our introductory remarks to our shir, do hold Yeshbila. So if they hold Yeshbila, we hold as a complete intermingling of the Chatos and the Oila, and therefore Chatos plow was put on top, Oila plow was put on the bottom. According to Belezer, you indeed will only be Makayim Mitzvahs Chatos, not Mitzvahs Oila. So what it turns out to be, interestingly, that in all of our Shiurim and these Sugyas, the opinion of the Rabbanan was always more L'chumra than the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Here we have a case where according to this explanation, Rabbi Elazar will be more machman than Rabbanan. That in this case, according to Rabbanan, you will be yoytza mitzvahs chatas and mitzvahs oyla, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, you only yoytza mitzvahs chatas, not mitzvahs oyla. Toshma, continues the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, Hanitana b'matana achas, shenis avu b'tana b'matana achas. That if we have the blood of two carbon b'chor getting mixed together, the halacha is yunasum matan achas. We should do one application, which will be valid for both kabbonis. Ask the Gemara, if we are now saying that it is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that e amrit ein bila, if we're now saying that that there is no proper bila, the question is amay yunasum matan achas. Why would this be fine? Dilma mahay kiyov mayloi kiyov. Maybe since there is a concern that they weren't properly mixed, so when you do one zrika, why should we not be concerned that all of the dam that was sprinkled was coming from one carbon, and therefore you only have zrika from one carbon, not zrika from both? Answers the Gemara is talking about a case Krishna's avu achas b'achas. We have the minimal shear. Let's say again, the minimal shear is an ounce of each carbon in this mixture. And the way the Rishonim, the way Rashi explains, so you'll do two zrikas, and by doing two zrikas, you're certain that all of the blood will have been sprinkled from both kabbonis. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say, shenis'av achas, you'll do one big zrika of both ounces, and therefore by doing this one big zrika, you'll be fine. Tysus himself agrees with Rashi, and says it's hard to say that you should tell a Kohen and that he should accept to do one big Zrika. He's not going to agree to that. It's more likely that it's better to do two separate Zrikas. Says the Gemara, similar question from the next case of the Mishnah, where we had two Kabbonis that are again similar, Mat Arba, Matan Arba, two Kabbonis whose obligation is to sprinkle them Matan Arba, Matan Arba, we should do one Zrika. Again, if we're explaining that Rebbe Elazar is of the opinion Ein Bila, why should we not be concerned, ask the Gemara, that all of the dam will be from one carbon, not from the other carbon? So how, when these two kabbonis are mixed together and you do one zrika, is it fine? Answers the Gemara, Hachanami, we give the same parrots, Shnus Arvu, Arba Ba'arba, where they got four ounces of this and 4 ounces of that got combined. And now we'll do two zrikas, so we're certainly safe. But continues the Gemara, we further learned in the Mishnah that if a carbon who has a matan dalet, again, as we explained in the Mishnah, matan dalet means a carbon that requires shtayim shen arba, got mixed up with a carbon which is like a carbon oila, got mixed up with a carbon whose requirement is a matan achas, the question is, how can we say, so Rabbi Elazar says, do one matan dalet, do a matan dalet, and we'll be fine. We actually had a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah what to do. Rabbi Shua said do one, Rabbi Eliezer said, do four. Ask the Gemara, how can we do only one? If we're only going to do one, should we not be concerned? Or even if we do more than one, should we not be concerned if ain't bila, that we're not going to be spritzing the blood from both kabbonis? Again, let's understand. Let's say the amount of blood you need for carbon oila is 4 ounces. The amount that you need for carbon bechor is 1 ounce. And we'll explain, and this is the way the sheet explains the Gemara, that we'll have 5 ounces, and we'll spritz all 5 ounces. So we're certainly safe. And the sheet goes on to say, well, that means we'll do 5 zrikas. Two on the 2 corners, Shtayim Shein Arba, and one more, and like that we know that everything has been sprinkled. By knowing that everything has been sprinkled, there's no concern even if we hold Ein Bila. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case of the Mishnah, that we have the exact amount of blood that we need, nothing more and nothing less, so then why did the Mishnah say that Rabbi Shua was concerned, Harayu Oivu Baal Toysef, that he's doing Baal Toysef? Where is there any Baal Toysef here? He's using all the blood, he just has the minimal amount of blood, and he's using it as he's supposed to. So why is Rabbi Shua concerned for Baal Toysef? About Toysef Mehecha. Why would Rabbi Shua be concerned for Baal Toysef? Says the Gemara Elam Rava, says Rava, Bebola Loi Pligi. Indeed, that Rava is trying to defend Rabbi Ashi's opinion. Indeed, our Mishnah is not referring to cases where the blood of different kabbonis got mixed into one cup. Because when the blood of different kabbonis got mixed in one cup, as we have now been explaining, we have a real issue, given that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. How do we know that the blood of every carbon ended up on the Mizbeach? Key pligi, what are the cases of our Mishnah? The cases. It's referring that different cups, there were different cups, got mixed up. There's a cup of a carbon oila, a cup of carbon b'chor, a cup of carbon chatos, and we don't know what cup is what. Rebbe Lezer, the basis as we are holding, as we've been explaining, Rebbe Lezer, is that Rebbe Lezer holds royan. So we take every cup, and we do all of the zrikas that we would possibly have to do, and all of the places that we would possibly have to do them, and all of the methods that we would possibly have to do it. We're putting blood where we don't have to. Rebbe Lezer subscribes to the concept of royin. The Rev is extraneous, we look at as water. The Rabbanon disagree, less lu royin, and therefore they can't buy in to following such a approach. Ask the Gemara. So now we're saying that our Mishnah is strictly limited to situation of bolol, of kaisis, where there are separate cups, or a bolol like pligi, but where the blood of different kabbonis got mixed into one cup. That is not what our Mishnah is discussing. Ask the Gemara Batanya. We learned in a braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lainechelku Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. The Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer don't disagree according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. Al dam chatos nes arb dam oila, that if the blood of a carbon chatos and a carbon carbon oila got mixed up, shiyakriv, that you could bring it. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, even the Rabbanon agree to the concept of royin. But roiv of a nirva, if the blood of a roi, of an animal that's a roiveya got mixed together with the blood of an animal that's not nervous layikriv, because as we learned earlier, Rabbi Yehuda says that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that is specifically repugnant, and therefore should not be put on the mizbeach. Amanach, the machloikus is left strictly to the case adam tamim mishnas arab adam balas mum, on the blood of a carbon that's not a balmum that got mixed up with the blood of a balmum. Rabbi Eliezer says yikrav. Because as we learned earlier, Rabbi Yehuda understands that Rabbi Eliezer says that when did the Torah say that you can't put the blood of a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach? Only when it's there independent. But when that dam is there with a Taruvois, you may put it on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer, Yikra, Bein Mebolu, Bein Mekoisis, and therefore whether they're mixed together, because I don't know which cup is which, or whether they're all mixed into one cup, Rabbi Eliezer says it could be put on the Mizbeach. The Chamim, hold that the dam of a balmum may not be put on the mizbeach lo yikrov, whether it's independent or whether it's betarubis. But what do we see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda is explaining that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is not limited to a case where they're in separate cups, but even where they're in one cup, he will say his opinion. But if Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, Ein Bila, we go back to our original kasha that we began our shiur with today. If he holds Ein Bila, why are we not to be concerned that the wrong carb, that some carbon blood never ended up on the Mizbeah, or it ended up completely in the wrong place? Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, leave the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda, who's explaining Rabbi Elazar, Bein Bekoises, that explains that the Mishnah, is that Rabbi Elazar said his opinion both by Bolo, both by Koises, will indeed have to explain, that's the way Rashi and the Sheet explain, will have to explain, Rabbi Elazar is only speaking about the case where, like we explained earlier, that only a minimal amount of one blood got mixed up with the rest of the blood, and indeed he'll have to explain, as difficult as it was earlier to explain, that the cases are that you only yotze the carbon chatas, not the carbon oil. That's because Rabbi Yehuda explains Rabbi Elazar is saying his din both when they got mixed up into one cup or into separate cups. And as the Karen Oyer makes a very interesting observation, the Karen Oyer observes that it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Elazar when it's the dam of a tum, when it's the dam of a chatos that got mixed up with a dama oila. Our Mishnah says that Rabbanan don't agree in that case with Rebbe Elazar. So they make a very interesting observation. And the Karen Oyer makes an interesting observation. Even though Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Yehuda, we're still asking kashas from Rabbi Yehuda on our Mishnah. The Rabbanan, however, will not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They'll say Rebbe Elazar is of the opinion of Ein Bila, and the Machlokes, and therefore Rabbi Elazar only set his rule the kaisis where were separate cups, but now when all this different blood were poured into the same cup. As we've learned many times, the halacha is that a carbon had to be sprinkled wherever it had to be sprinkled, and the shiore hadam, the leftover blood, had to be poured on the yisoid. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, so when we speak in our Mishnah about this mixture of dam chatas and dam oila getting mixed together, what should we do and what should we not do? In fact, according to Rabbanan, the halacha is yishafech la'omah, lo yishana tchilas chatas oila. When you didn't do any zrika, not of the chatas and not of the oila, and they got mixed together, what should we do? Rabbi Elazar subscribes to the concept of royin, the Rabbanan do not. Ava soif chatas oila, which means, let's say you already did the Zrikas Adam of the Karmel Chatos, and now you're left here with this intermingled cup of blood that has in it oila that you didn't do any Zrika of, and Chatos that you have to do Shvicha Shrayim. Divrei Hako, everybody will agree. Makama oila, makama asham. The place where you do the Zrika of the oila and the place where you do the Zrika of the Shrayim is the same. It's on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and therefore you could just do the Zrika and you'll be fine. Even though, as the Echronim point out, the halacha is that that the way it's applied, the way the blood is applied for the Shrayim and the way it's put on for the oil is not the same. By Shrayim, the Torah says Shvicha. By the oil, Zrika, so oil, the Torah says Zrika. As say the Karen Oyer and other Achroinim, that Shvicha Shrayim doesn't have to be Ayidei Shvicha. It could be also done through Zrika. So that isn't a concern. Furthermore, perhaps with this Gemara we could understand the opinion of Rashi. Because Rashi, we learned many times, says that we don't have to leave over blood specially to do Shvicha Shrayim. And the question is why? Doesn't the Torah want us to do Shvicha Shrayim? The answer is that with the Zrika, you're doing the Shvicha, with the Zrika Sadam, you're automatically also doing Shvicha Shrayim according to this opinion. And therefore, you don't have to leave over Dam. Other achronim say that even if it could be done in the same place, as our Gemara is now suggesting, still the Torah wants it to be done in two separate actions, Zrika itself and Shvicha Shrayim itself. However, Amalei Rabbi Yosef disagrees. And he says, Hach Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shrayim Shvichan Itztaba. We know that the Mizbeach on the bottom, on the base, was 32 by 32 Amos, and then it got indented for another 2 Amos. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shvicha Shrayim has to be on that protrusion, specifically on top of that base that it protrudes 2 Amos, and therefore you have a problem according to him. If you have the oil of blood that you have to sprinkle, that has to be sprinkled on the walls of the Mizbeach, and the Shvicha Shrayim has to be done on the base, so therefore, if you're left with these two bloods intermingled, the Rabbanim will still hold that you can't do it in the same place. And therefore, you would have to, according to most Rishonim, Yishafech La'oma, that's a some Rishonim explain what the Rabbanim would hold you should do. Other Rishonim say you should pour all of it on the base, because at least you will have accomplished that you did the Shvicha Shrayim of the Karban Chatas, that you did properly on top. At least you finished that Shvicha Shrayim properly. And the fact that you have the extra oil of blood here doesn't bother us, because that is blood that ultimately should have ended up on the site anyway. So again, we have here a very fundamental machloikis. When the Torah speaks about Shvicha Shrayim, what does the Torah mean? Can you accomplish Shvicha Shrayim by pouring that blood on the wall, or must it be poured specifically on the base of the Mizbeach? And as the Rishayim and Achayim explain, the base of this Machloikah says, because the Pasuk says, V'zdama yishbach ayisoyd mizbach ha'oyla, and from that we learned that the carbon oil is put on the bottom half, so we see that the yisoyd is anywhere on the bottom half. That's the first opinion. The second opinion says that no, that when the Torah says a yisoyd mizbach ha'oyla by the Shrayim, it means a specific separate place. The Kainamar of Shimon, which says that now we have a similar machlokes. Lo yishanu tchilas chatos for oila, when we have the dam of the chatos and the dam of oila get mixed up. Av soif chatos for oila. You already did the zrik of the carbon chatos. You have the leftover blood of the chatos and the beginning blood of the carbon oila. The divrei hakol makom oila makom shrine, and therefore even the rabbanon will agree. Just do the zrika on the wall of the mizbeach. And again, as the Rishonim go on to explain, even though the wall where you're going to be doing the Zrik of the Karban Oila, the two corners, is not the exact place where the Torah wanted us to do the Shvichas Yisoid, it's not the same side. Again, the Rishonim and Achronim explain that which base, everybody agrees, and certainly this Mandom agrees, that if you don't have to pour the blood on the base, which base you pour it on is also not essential. Whereas Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Tamar Rabbi Lazar, Adai Nahi Machloikis, we still have the same Machloikis. And according to them, since the Mokum Shrayim and the Mokum Zrika are not the same, the Rabbanim will hold either Yishafik La'omo, as we just explained a moment ago, or pour it completely on the base. Ask the Gemara. Maser Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk speaks about the Bechor, Kodeshem, the Torah uses the words, and will quote the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Es b'char, ak b'char shor b'char eis kesav b'char eis le'sifta kodesh hein es damen tizrak on mizbeach v'schalbam takti ishu le'erech nichoich l'Hashem." So says the Gemara. The Brisa says, "What do we learn from the word kodesh hein?" Since Arv Dam Koch Machayim Yikvu, that if the blood of Bechor gets mixed up together with the blood of other Kabbonis, we could still be makriv them. What are we speaking about? Mai Lav, Soif Oila, that we have the leftover blood of a carbon oila that has to be poured on the Yisoid, and we have the original blood of Bechor that has to be Nizrek on the wall of the Mizbeach, and we see from here that Shmamina Makam Oila, Makam Shrayim, that the place where we could put the this blood of the Bechor and the Shrine of the Oil is one and the same. And the blood of the Shrine does not necessarily have to be poured directly onto the base. Says the Gemara, Loi. That's not what this Pasuk is teaching us. The Pasuk is speaking about Tchilas Oil Bechor. That we have the beginning, we have blood of an Oil that wasn't yet sprinkled. We have blood of the Bechor that wasn't yet sprinkled. And that blood can be sprinkled onto the Mizbeach. Or my Kamashmalon. And what is the Braisa teaching us? Dein Oil Mavatlon Zuzu. That when we have two Kabbonis, the blood of two different Kabbonis, together, we could be put them onto the Mizbeach. And there's a number of ways of explaining this concept which we've had earlier of Ein Oil Mavatlon Zuzu. The explanation of the Ran, which certainly follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Min b'minoi loy batel. He says, when you have two items that are of the similar type and they get combined with each other, we don't look at that combination as if they were one challenging the other. On the contrary, since they are of the same type, the halacha is that the halacha views it as a combination, not as a challenge. And here too, since we're talking about two kabbonis of two bloods, of that are both of Kabbonis, they aren't to be viewed as one nullifying the other, perhaps, on the contrary. They strengthen each other, and they could both be, and all of this blood could be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And in fact, the Ran goes on to say that the more similar, whenever we have a mixture, we're speaking Perikat Aruvis, whenever we have a mixture of items, the more we could find commonality between these two items, the less possible it is for us to say bittel. So if the two items are both characteristically the same and halachically the same, then it's hard to say bittel. And therefore you'll have, says the Ran, a situation where you have min b'minoi, and they're both dvarim that are heter, or both dvarim that are iser, it'll be very hard to say bittel. Continues the Torah Tumimah to explain. This we can understand according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, as we've learned, holds that min b'mino is lebatul. But we know that the opinion of the Rabbanon, that they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say min b'mino is not batul. So how will they understand this concept of ein oil mevatul zuzu? Says the Torah Tumimah, since we're speaking about two items that are dvar mitzvah, so since they're both dvar mitzvah, that's why they retain their significance, they retain their chshivas, even in a mixture. Asked the Gemara, how could you say that that's what this pasuk is coming to teach us? This concept of ein oil mevatlum zeh, we already learned from a different pasuk, a pasuk that we've quoted regarding the avoida of Yom Kippurim, where the pasuk says, when we know that the kohen gadol did an avoida with a par, with a bull, and he did an avoida with a sar, with a goat, the blood of a bull is so much more than the blood of a sar, and the halacha is that that blood had to be mixed together before it was put on the mizbeach. And yet, the Torah said that the dam asar, which is so much less than the dam apar, retains its identity. So we see that ain oil mevatlum zeh mizeh. Answers the Gemara, tanoihi. There's machloikas tanoim from where we should learn this halacha. Ikka de nafkalei mi hacha. Some learn it from this pasuk of Adam and Pav Adam Asar, from the pasuk Kadoshim, and the Gemara later in our shiur will explain the basis of this machlokes. Ask the Gemara, Masav Rava, ask Rava. The pasuk says regarding the carbon oila, the zarku v'shacharas ben abakel fnei Hashem, the kriva ben ekanimus adam, the zarkas adam mizbeach sav v'ashepesach oil ma'iv. So the pasuk uses the words twice, the word dam twice. Says the Braisa, Ma tam avoy medam dam. What are we to learn from the fact that the Parasug uses the word dam twice? Shiyochel, she'eli shenis arab b'tumarosoi. That I would only think that if the dam of a carbon oila got mixed up with the dam of a tumura of a carbon oila, shach michayim, that even if the of these two types of animals got mixed together, that means, because we know if an oiler got, we spoke about it earlier in our perek, that if a live oiler got intermingled with another oiler, or the tamara of an oila. The halacha is the kain is makruv both kabanas, and says whoever is the owner of which should have his kapara. Menayin l'rabbis toidu v'shlamin. How do we know that if an oila got mixed up with a toidu v'shlamin, that if the blood of an oila got mixed up with the blood of a toidu v'shlamin, that it should also be that it should still be brought. Marbani toidu v'shlamin. The halacha is that we can be makruv this shabayim v'nedav v'nedav k'maisai. They have the common denominator that you could be menader, you could donate an oiler, you can be named a tayda, you can be named a shlomim. So therefore, as the Rishonim explained, even though if they got mixed up when they were alive, we learned earlier in our perek, the halach is yiru achi yistavu. Here, once it's already in the blood stage, and the avoid of the blood by all of these kabbonis is the same, the halach is that we should be we should put it. Minayin l'rabbis is oshim. How do we know that the same din would be by an Asher, given that an Asher and an Oyla do not have the common denominator, that they both could be brought as an Adava, says the Brice, Marbani is Asher Shatam Matan Baal Kamaisai. That even though they can't both be brought as an Adava, still, since the Avoida of the Dam of an Oyla and the Dam of an Asher is the same, that's why, even though they can't be, when they intermingle the lives, we would have a problem. Still, the halacha is that now that we have the blood intermingled, we could spritz it all and have a mind that it should be for whatever it is. Continues the Braisa. Bechor u'maiso Pesach minayim. How do we know that even if they got intermingled with Bechor, Maiser, and Pesach, which have nothing in common with their oila, and also the Zrikas Hadam of these Kabbonis is so very different? Tamaloima, the Torah says, dam, dam, that even here. But to point out to Rishonim, that even though the Braisa we're learning now is being so very lenient, when the dam of all of these different types of kabbonis get mixed together, that we should still be zoyrik the dam, yet earlier in our parak, the halacha was when the actual live animals got mixed up, we were very stringent, explained the Rishonim, that when the animals are still alive, we have the option of Yiruachi staff. Here, once the animals are no longer alive, we don't have the option of Yiruachi staff, and therefore the Torah is much more lenient on what to do under these circumstances. Now, makes the Gemara its point. My lap, aren't we referring here to a situation? We have a Soif Oilo. The blood of an oila that has already been sprinkled, we just have the leftover blood, and the blood of a bechor. Yet we see that this blood of the oila, the leftover blood, which is supposed to be put on the, which is the shvicha shrayim, could be mixed together and be sprinkled in the same place with a bechor, which is on the wall in the mizbeach. Isn't this clearly an indication that the blood of the shrayim need not necessarily be put on the Itztaba? Answers the Gemara Loi. What this price is referring to is Tchilas Oila Bechor. The blood of the Oila wasn't yet sprinkled, the blood of the Bechor wasn't yet sprinkled. Or my Kamashman, and what is this Pasuk teaching us? The Ein Oila Mevatlam Zazah, the different Kabbonis blood that get mixed together are Mevatl one the other. Ask the Gemara, didn't we learn that from the pasuk that we just quoted, Mivalokach Medama Pavadama Saw Nafka, then we learn it from that pasuk. Answers the Gemara Tanoi. It's a Machlokas Tanoi from where to learn this halacha. Ika the Nafka in the Hacha, Ika the Nafka in the Hacha. Says the Gemara. So we actually have had in this year no less than three different places from where we can learn this halacha of Ein Oilam of Akim Zezeh. And of course, therefore, the Gemara is going to be asking the question, why doesn't each man the Amah learn from the other Pasuk? Says the Gemara, V'hani Tanoim, the Tanoim that learned either from the Pasuk of Kodeshem, or from the Pasukim of Dam Dam, don't learn from the Pasuk of Melokim Medam Apar Medam Asar La Yafli, because they hold Ema Avon L'Kronis. As we said earlier, how did we learn from that Pasuk this din? The way we were able to learn from that Pasuk this din was, as we explained, the Kohen Gadol would mix the blood of the Par and the blood of the soil. But if he didn't mix it, then this pasuk can't serve as the source for ein oin revatn zel zeh. And indeed, these tanoim hold that that wasn't part of the avodah yom kippur. Furthermore, midam dam lo yolof, they don't learn from the pasuk of dam dam, dam dam lo mashluhu. They don't see that this that there's an extra dam in this pasuk. The pasuk uses the words dam to explain the basic halacha. However, asked the Gemara, "Mekodeshay my tam lo yalfi." Why can't they all learn from the pasuk "Kodeshay" that ain dam of avatul dam? Answers the Gemara, "Kasavi," because they say that the pasuk "Kodeshay" is coming to teach us a different halacha altogether. To teach us "Hain kraven," that only the bechor is put on the mizbeach, "Vein tamurasim kraven." To teach us that the tamura of a bechor is not brought as a carbon. Asked the Gemara, and the man the armor that says that we use "Kodeshay." Where will he know this din of that a tamura of a bechor is not put on the mizbeach? Answers the Gemara. He learns it from a different pasuk. Nafgalei meim shor im sela Hashem who kariv dafka the bechor is nikrav vein tamurasa krav and not its tamura. Again, we're back to our discussion. Where can the shrine of a carbon be poured? Does a dafka have to be on the itztaba, on the extension of the mizbeach, or could it even be on the wall? So it says the Gemara, we try to bring from the following brice that we discussed earlier in our shiur. We have a carbon oila and a carbon chattis intermingled, and the brice says, Nas l'mala, he spritzed blood on top of the chuta sikra, v'loy nimlach, without consulting us, the kohen did so. Eilu ve'eilu moidim. So we learned earlier in our shiur that the brisa tells us that the rest of the blood shiachs of yitin lamata. And the brisa says, elu ve'elu oimloi. And he will be kayim the mitzvah chattis and the mitzvah oimloi. Now, as we explain, isn't the brisa, as we poshup shat understand the brisa, referring to a situation, the arif chattis for oimloi. The blood of a chattis and the blood of an oimloi got intermingled. And what is the brisa teaching us? The kiv in the yavle lamala. Once he put the blood of the chattis on the upper half of the mizbeach, so the leftover blood here is either shrayim or oila blood. The ketani, and what does the brisa continue to teach us? Eilu ve'eilu moidim shiachs v'yitin lamata. Put the rest of the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. How can you do that? If the shrayim, if the place to put the shrayim and the place to put the oila is different places, so you still have a problem. How's the brisa say that under these circumstances, there's no longer any problem? Tzaraya, says the Gemara, the Makam Oila is Makam Shrine. Says the Gemara, the Raya, that's not necessarily the case of the Mishnah. Kiyosir of Yitzchak by Yosef Amra, Amri ben Marova, it was explained in Etzisrael, Hachem Ha'iskin, what is our Bryce referring to? Ki goin the Arif Chattis Chitzoyin B'Shrayim. The blood of Karbon Chattos got mixed up with the blood, with the leftover blood of the inner Chattis. So now, since we're only speaking about chatos, so you first will put blood on the tap, and then the rest of the blood is either shrayim of a karm chatos panimi, or shrayim of a chatos chitzayna, and you'll put it on the base as you ought to. Amu Abaya, if that's the case, we could have, if that's what, if we're looking, we should have said, the name of Marek, you're going to Arab shrayim. Let's say that the karm chatos got mixed up with the blood, with the leftover blood of another Karm Chattis Chitzoyna. But after we're speaking about the leftover of a Chattis Panimi, we could have said a simpler case, that we have Chattis, leftover Shirayim of one Karm Chattis Chitzoyni, with the original blood of another Chattis Chitzoyni, put the blood on top, and then put the remainder on the base, on the bottom. Answers the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef gave this illustration of the Braisa, to teach us a chiddush, even if we learned earlier in our masechta that by the chattis panimi, putting the shrayim on the base of the mizbeach is absolutely essential, what it means is that you have to have shvicha shrayim, as the Chazon Ish explains. There are two rules that are said. One rule is that all of the shrayim should be poured, and another rule is that the shrayim has to be poured. So the rule that all of it should be poured is not absolutely essential. The rule that there has to be Shvicha Shrayim
is essential, and that's what we're learning here, that if you had leftover blood of the Chatas Pnimi and original blood of the Chatas Chitzayni mixed together, poured out on the upper half of the Mizbeach on the four Kronos, and then put a rest on the bottom, and you will have been Mekayim all of your requirements.
However, now asking my different question. Amle Ravatas Fala Ravina. But haven't we explained earlier in the Shir, Hakimna, Hehi Berubel Yoinim, the Kayal Lamal Shetach Denavoid? At the beginning of the Shir, didn't we explain that the way to understand this price is there was just a small amount of blood that belongs in the bottom, and the most was from the Chatas that belongs on top, and you made sure to put on that much plus more because we had the issue of Ein Bila, Amalei, so he responds, Hani Miloi, when do we give this Teretz? That we explained that if all of the blood got mixed up in one cup, and we have a problem of Ein Bila, so this was the way the Gemara at the beginning of the Shir resolved that concern. Maskana, but didn't we learn earlier in our Shir that the way to understand the Mishnah and the Braisa is not that the blood got mixed into one cup, but rather to understand it got mixed up in Kaisis Pligi. It got mixed up into different cups, separate cups. Each cup kept separate, we just don't know which cup is which. There, once we said that explanation of the Mishnah and the Braisa, we weren't any more obligated to explain that's referring to a situation that you only have minimal amount of one of the bloods that got mixed up. We weren't any more limited to that explanation. That was the Maskana. And according to the Maskana, we don't have to give this difficult explanation.